Americans love to snack. As a society, we eat twice as many snacks as we did a generation ago. It's one factor that helps explain our nation's expanding waistline. But new research suggests there's at least one kind of snack food that can satisfy the need for a quick pick-me-up without packing on extra pounds. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Lots of us have experienced those late-afternoon hunger pangs, and for 90% of Americans, that means at least one snack per day is the norm. Federal data shows women eat upwards of 400 snack calories, and guys consume, on average, about 600 calories a day in between meals.
That's how I eat every day. It's just part of my life.
That's Glenn Reed of East Orange, New Jersey. We caught up with him at the train station where he was commuting in the late afternoon rush, and I asked him how he stays lean, snacking so much.
Well, I try to eat healthy, so, I mean, there's a lot of junk and a lot of sugar and stuff here, so I always look for something with nuts in it to make me feel not so guilty.
Reed laughs, but turns out he may be onto something. Nuts are calorie-dense and full of fat, something many Americans are told to be wary of. But scientists are coming to the conclusion that nuts can be great for snacking. As Reed discovered years ago, they're so satisfying that you tend to eat less at the next meal.
Well, I just took a bite of an almond. I mean, I really just love the taste of salt. I also love the crunchiness. This is a snack that will definitely take you over, to hold you over, till I have my dinner.
Which he says is usually a small meal because he's not feeling ravenous. And Reed is certainly not alone. As a new study published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition reports, researchers had a bunch of volunteers add about 250 calories of almonds to their diet each day.
Either with breakfast, as a mid-morning snack, with lunch, or as an afternoon snack.
That's researcher Richard Mattis of Purdue University. He says based on prior observations, he expected to see that if people added these daily portions of almonds, amounting to about an ounce and a half, they would tend to eat less the rest of the day.
And indeed, that's what we found, that despite adding 250 calories of almonds to the diet, there was no change in total energy intake, so that people compensated by eating less at other times of the day.
And after 1 month of eating almonds every day, there was no weight gain among the participants. Now, since this study was funded by the almond industry, the researchers did not study the effects of other nuts, which are likely to be similar. So how does Mattis explain what he found? Well, he says almonds check a lot of boxes.
The protein, the fat, the unsaturated fat composition, the fiber are all likely candidates.
Add to the picture that nuts are fairly low in carbs, which tend to stimulate the appetite. And there is one more thing that may be a factor here. It's something that Glenn Reed has noticed about chewing.
I'm a fast eater, so most people say you swallow your food, you don't even chew, you know, so I probably chew less than most people.
And research has shown that if we don't chew the almonds we're eating thoroughly, some of those calories move right through us, undigested. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
This is NPR.